Aloha, Hina.
Hi, Carrie, how are you?
I'm okay. I don't know whether you got our messages.
I did. I spoke to Leonard and then I told him to have you text me, and I did. And then I'm gonna download the documents you sent, take a look at them when I get back. But I'm heading towards the mainland. But I've spoken to Mike Carmona yesterday, so kind of coordinated with him because he's a Big Island agent, yeah.
But his supervisor told him he can't investigate the case or something, 'cause they only like investigate terrorists or something. So that's why he had.
Yeah, no, Mike told me that. He told me that. So we're trying to work, it out to where I know, based on talking to Leonard and you and just the review of the documents, I'm probably going to do a couple interviews to see if there's some legitimate public corruption allegations and try to go from there and resubmit.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think when you first maybe spoke to Mike, it was different stage, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was in a different, we were in a different position, but we spoke to the sheriff today, and he said that if you guys called him, that that could halt him coming right now to evict us. So I'm wondering if you could give him a call.
But based on what, though? Because
Like, just based on the fact that, that you are going to be investigating this.
okay, so I can call him. I'm in the car right now, and I'll step out of. I'll be out of the car in probably like 15 minutes,
Okay.
and I'll give him a call. But I don't think that's something that we can do because we technically are not investigating that, right? So we're not going to be able to tell the sheriff, they don't do it based on an investigation that we don't have. So, but I can certainly touch base with them. I saw that reference in your email.
So there's no investigation. Like when you went to the white collar crime squad, they said no, there's nothing.
So what they did, because I'm not on either of those squads, right? When I mentioned I told you I was coming from an intel squad. But because I have that background, Mike wanted me to talk to you about that. So I write up the report and send it to that particular squad. So that supervisor, I think, thought it was more organized crime related. Sent it
Right.
to the organized crime squad. And I was just telling Leonard, I was looking at the status of the report, and they are not doing anything based on just resources. Doing stuff relating to drugs and organized crime.
Based on what? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear the rest of it, Hina. What was that? Based on.
Based on their resources and what they're currently working on, they put it in a pending status. So that means there's not an investigation. So because of that, I gave Mike a call and told him, well, recent information from Leonard and you, probably now it's recent more public corruption, right? Because for me, I look at that, and if there's a case, it's probably on the public corruption angle.
Right, it's the judge,
Yeah,
like you said.
I mean, I know, I get the organized crime ties, but I think for interest from the bureau standpoint, if there's public corruption allegations, then that is what gives more merit to the complaint. But it, when I talked to Leonard the other day, he said there's some other federal case for under seat rights for you. Is that
It's a
true?
federal grand jury, but we don't know what the status is of that because it's so
Okay.
secretive.
But that's wrapping in maybe your complaints and others,
Yeah,
Leonard
it's
said?
five families, and the guy Sola who's trying to steal our house, the le one other family is accusing him of stealing their inheritance and potentially murdering their father, because after his bank account was emptied by Sola, he died 3 days later, and Sola wanted him cremated.
Okay.
So
So
that's.
there's, yeah. Because I think I'm also going to give a call to is it Margaret, right? And one of the U.S. trustees. So I think that would at least help, attach to your complaint. I think that would be better.
Yeah, I just don't know what we can do, because if Sola gets our house, like he just wants to sell it really quickly while it's in appeals. I mean, he's a really bad guy, and
Oh, I, yeah.
we're hoping that he would have been in prison by now. But just, and every time we call the police, like when he came and broke and entered into our house, and We called the police and they said it was a civil matter. Like the prosecutor has it in the computer system that if they call about this property, just say it's a civil matter. Even
Well, why is that?
because they're
You know what?
they're protecting Sulla, and we don't know why. We believe it's got to do with his drug church, probably the money laundering, and he pays off the judges and he just pays off a lot of people because he's got
Yeah.
a lot of money. And so but I questioned the prosecutor on that because one of the police officers told me that that was what was in the computer system. So we had the obvious information that it was. And then also there's an attorney named Miles Briner
Right, yep.
who told us that, I don't know if you ever got to talk to him. He probably denied it, but
No, because, one of the things, though, I know Miles, actually. He represents most of the criminal defendants over here. And so I didn't want to, and thinking about it again, because he's pretty well connected, too. You
Yeah, it's
know what
interesting
I
that,
mean? Yeah.
yeah, he's interesting that he's representing the prosecutor in that other grand jury case because,
Right.
he's so up on it seems like he knows everything on the Big Island as well. So just
Yeah.
along that, but the prosecutor, when we first met with Rick Damerville, he told us, "We know that Sulla is stealing your house." And now Rick Damerville has, I mean, and now, Mitch Roth, the other prosecutor, has like completely like changed his story, and he sent a letter saying, "Well, the statute of limitations ended in 2004." And I said, I ran into him and I said, "Mitch, how could you say that when Sulla didn't come into our life until 2009?"
Right.
And then he says, "Well, it also would be a civil matter." I'm like, "How is it a civil matter if someone steals your house in a land via forgeries and we have the documents to prove it?" And he's never ever said, "Hey, I didn't forge those documents," in any court.
Right, that's what he said.
Now I'm saying that Sulla never said that. He never said, "I never forged those documents." He's never refuted what we've accused him of.
Right.
He just says, "Oh, they're defaming me," but he doesn't say, "I didn't forge those documents."
So have you had contact with, with Sulla and with that individual that they found, the one, the guy that was once being impersonated, but then they
Jason
found.
Hester? You mean the Jason Hester, the guy he's using to do the theft?
Yeah,
Yeah, Jason
yeah.
Hester kind of dropped out. He's still who they're using on paper, but he's nowhere. I mean, he actually blocked Leonard and I are the only two people he blocked his Facebook account and created another name for himself, an alias. So he's hiding on
Okay.
Facebook from us, but we know who he is on there and how he's using an alias. So he's hiding from us. Then when we were on a plane coming to Oahu from the Big Island, we ran into him on the plane. And then when he got off the plane, he ran away really quick. Like he saw
Okay,
it.
but I remember, I think he ended up did showing up in court.
Never.
Okay.
We thought that
Even though
it
you had that sighting, he
exactly,
never.
exactly. We thought that he was, but he never. I guess he got, I don't know, freaked out that because we saw him on the plane. I have no idea why he was on the plane that day. It was really weird where he was going. We tried to follow him, but he ran away. So
Yeah.
he never showed up in court now. And he's
Yep.
and so he sort of feels like he's dropped out of the picture, but he's still being
Yep.
used on paper.
Yep. So my, because it gets complicated, right? And so my disappointment was that the white collar kicked it over to organized crime.
Yeah.
And I know organized crime, our organized crime drug squad is very busy, doing drug cases and that. So I look at the supervisor's comments, and it was not, they don't have the resources right now to address it at this time. So I just talked to Mike yesterday and told him that, at least for me, what I want to do is do a couple follow-up interviews to just specifically ask relating public corruption, because organized crime is such a complicated, doesn't mean that doesn't exist, because I think everything you're saying is true. It's what is going to be the most likely that those supervisors will take a look at it. And public corruption is the angle. That's my opinion.
Right.
So
So what, I mean, what can we do about this sheriff? I don't know what to do anymore. You know, it's like he says, oh, it's my only day I can come there. But I believe that Sola's putting pressure on him. And I'm like, Sola's been disqualified. He's not even anywhere on paper. He's not someone that should be authorized to come to our house and do this. And they all just believe him because he's a lawyer.
Right.
You know, it's
well,
like...
I mean, I think from the sheriff's point of view, he doesn't know, but I can't make a call in an official capacity and say, don't do this, because that's actually interfering with something going on where we don't have an investigation. But I will call the sheriff because to get a statement from him about his knowledge of what, you know, what he understands that situation to be. But
he says that
a couple people... Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
He says that people can't steal your house and your land. That's his position. It's impossible.
But I will call him, but I can't call him and say, hey, this is FBI. Do not, do what you are planning on doing based on FBI's direction, because we don't have a case. That would kill it, you in the future.
Yeah.
I mean, it sucks, but I mean, that's the reality of it.
So I'm just wondering what we could do. I mean, because we know he's stealing it. It's like this is a robbery, you know?
No, I know. And I can see Sola, referencing from your documents and just the checks that I've done in other cases. So that is the key, right, is you have to get these allegations. That's the process. You have to get these allegations. You have to lump them together. So obviously somebody else has done that because it's in grand jury right now, right, against Sola.
We don't know where that's going. Like, we feel because of all the people named in that, I mean, that there's just unbelievable. I mean, it's pretty much naming all the state, authority, like police.
Oh,
I mean,
police. It's too big, right? And not specific, is that what you mean?
I think that it's just, yeah, statewide corruption. It's more than it's just, this one case. And so, so because it's so big, they're probably like looking at it and they're stalling it for sure. I don't know what they're doing with it.
Mm-hmm.
But we had the guy who filed it. His name is Jim. He's the he's a retired homicide detective.
From which department?
He's not from. He was living in Kauai, and he's from like Montana or somewhere in the Midwest. And he had a cold case of somebody who moved to Kauai that like murdered a baby. I don't know exactly the details of that story, but there were two cold cases of like little girls that were murdered and in horrible situations. And he then has a heart to just continue as retired guide. So he met a girl that I'm friends with on Facebook who basically her dad was allegedly murdered by an attorney in Kauai, and his inheritance her and her brother's inheritance was taken by this attorney. She created a trust that she controlled. I mean, it's just kind of like the similar story that Sola does, and so that was one situation. And then she referred him to me, and then he added our case, and then I referred him to the woman who said that her inheritance was stolen by Sola, and now my friend that introduced me to him now referred another woman that came forward and said that her dad was also potentially murdered by that same attorney. It's the same situation as the other girl. I mean, it seems like this attorney is like a serial killer or something. I don't know, but it was very bizarre. Same circumstances.
Okay.
So those are the parts of the grand jury. So it's complicated. It involves murders, not just like, and ours is like the only theft of the house. Others are theft of the inheritance. So.
Well, I think that's why it borderlines either public corruption or organized crime, right? Because it doesn't mean I think it's all in there. I'm sure there's all kinds of stuff in there, right? But when investigators look at it, that's when they try to categorize it, right? Because every agent doesn't do everything, right?
Yeah.
So
another thing, Hina, that really was weird about this was that when this retired homicide detective, his name is Jim Benish, when he went and he tried to, put in the affidavit, at first the federal court rejected it and said that it needed to come from a U.S. attorney.
Yep.
And so he asked what law that would be under, or what rule, and there wasn't any, so they had to accept it because he questioned it.
Yeah.
That was so kind of...
Well, go ahead.
That was strange. I mean, it's...
Oh, it's terrible what's happened. You know, Mike and I talk about it and feel terrible. I mean, we were talking about yesterday and trying to strategize what, at least in our current positions, what we can do. And I think, for me, that's what I told him I would do. You know, and then try to, and I obviously keep him in the loop because he's the agent responsible for anything going on that island. But because he's only that one person, he has to handle all the violations.
Yeah.
So that's when they start to prioritize. So I think a couple more interviews will give it another try through our system. But for me, I think there is organized crime in there, just based on, you know, the allegations you've already said that Sulla does. And it's, you know, but to me, the one that gets the most attention is the public corruption angle.
Yeah, and what does that do? I mean, what does that go basically look at? Like, what parts of it would it
look? So, in other words, what I'm trying to do is get a case opened.
Right, I see.
If the case is opened, then you can investigate. Right now, if no supervisor has the resources to open a case, then the agents are working all the existing cases that we have, right? And it has to fall in line in priorities. I mean, you probably, I don't know if you guys seen in the paper, but, you know, white collar right now, we have public corruption cases, you know, with law enforcement. Those are high priority too, right?
Yeah. Well, that's what our case involves as well. Yeah. It involves judges and law enforcement for sure. I was wondering maybe if Michael Wheat could, somebody maybe off the island, you know, out of the state, maybe, because he's already handling the other grand jury, maybe because he understands the corruption and he's going up against it. I don't know if you can you have contact with him, and he may be wanting to look at it.
I don't know that person. Is that somebody that you sent to me already, or is that someone you know?
No, that was a person that was named in this article that came out regarding the grand jury.
Okay.
I could send you the article, but yeah, he went up against the prosecutor of Honolulu and is like questioning him and telling him he's got to, you know, put out evidence, you know, because he's subpoenaing it.
Yeah. Who is that prosecutor?
It begins with a K.
I don't know. Yeah. Okay.
I can look it up, but yeah, he's a prosecutor. It's unbelievable. I have it actually. Let me just see what I have.
Okay.
The name of the prosecutor and the article. I can actually even email it to you, the article. But it's unbelievable. Like what? It's he's got a Hawaiian name, like Ke Aloha, I think.
So that's the only Ke Aloha I know is one, the chief of the current.
Yeah, it's the chief of police. Yeah,
and
you're right.
The wife is Catherine Ke Aloha.
Yes, that's it. Those
the state prosecutor.
Yes, those two, and the prosecutor is defending them, I believe. But it's those two that are under investigation.
So is it Catherine? Catherine Ke Aloha, the prosecutor, is defending
Ke Aloha, the chief of police, who's... Huh?
Okay.
I'm going to send you this... This article
how
that
are
just...
How did you say they're connected to Sulla?
I don't know if they're connected to Sulla. It's just statewide corruption.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
And also, Miles Briner is representing that chief of police.
Is it Miles Briner or Michael Green?
No, Miles Briner. I will send you the article. It was on Channel
Miles
2.
Miles Briner, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, so that is the reason why I would not talk to Miles to, you know, make inquiry about that kind of stuff. I mean, that wouldn't necessarily be good for you guys.
Right. Well, here's what the title reads. Court showdown as Kaneshiro fights federal attempt to compel testimony. So it is Kaneshiro.
Yeah, that is our case, though.
Yeah.
Terry, that is the case we're working, the squad is working on. That's why, you know, that's a big priority for us, right?
Yeah.
So, okay.
So that's
let me get going because I'm actually with my daughters. I have two daughters and we just arrived at a location, so they're kind of waiting for me. But when I get back, I have to do a trip to the mainland But that essentially is the plan. But, you know, if you have something, just call. But I'm going to be off island, but I still will have my phone with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it sounds good. Thank you so much. Yeah, and his name is Special Federal Prosecutor Michael Wee.
Okay.
Yeah,
so. Because if it's that case, that's the case that the FBI is actively working.
Well, I'm wondering, I'm sure there's some connection in that case to what's happening to us. So I don't know what the.
That's a good thing, though, Sherry.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'm hoping maybe they could segue it or something somehow.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Because she's a prominent figure in that case.
Yes, exactly. Then it would be because they say they're looking to dig deeper, and that's why I'm thinking if they dig deeper, they're going to find what we have in the grand jury investigation with the other families, and then our situation as well.
Yeah, perfect. Will you do me a favor? You said you're sending that to me.
Yes.
Okay. Can you also send that to Mike Carmona?
Yes, I will. I would definitely.
And just if you send him a note, can you tell him that we talked and that I asked that you send that article to him, just so that. You know, he'll have it, but so we're
kind of
trying to stay on the same page.
Great. Yeah, definitely. I'll send that to you both right now for sure.
Okay.
For sure.
Perfect.
But please keep me posted because I just get so upset. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, no, I know. I can't, you know, we feel terrible. We can't imagine what this is doing or has done to you guys. So, but that's the plan, Sherry. So,
okay. Yeah. If you can just give that sheriff a call, you don't have to say, you know, you're, you know, whatever. You can just say it's.
No, I private. Can't make that call because if that's misconstrued that I have directed him, that actually bodes really negatively for any case because then that looks like interference.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Will you be able to contact
So just send me that article and please send that to Mike as well.
Okay, I will, definitely. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks,
you.
Jerry.
Thank you.
In a way, you know, now that you're on the island, when I get back, at least I could physically meet with you and say we don't have to talk on the phone.
Yeah, that would be really great. I would love to see you again.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah. Okay, hang in there.
Thank you. Have a great trip.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
And call me if you need me.
I will. Thanks.
Okay,
bye-bye. Bye.